Your right to rule. So much of what I've seen as casualties in the body of Christ over the course of several decades of ministry has come as a direct result of believers not grasping and living out their God-given authority and their kingdom right to rule. Much of this breakdown is due to the church's failure to repair the damage it has done in undervaluing singles, as well as failing to reposition its singles to a place of equity and usefulness for the kingdom, both in the church and for the benefit of the broader society. Now, you may not consider yourself a ruler. Certainly, a crown doesn't sit atop your head as it did Queen Elizabeth's. But as we go through these scripture passages, you may be surprised to discover you have been uniquely empowered to rule over a sphere of influence God has assigned to you. Exploring the foundational theology of your spiritual authority as revealed in your right to rule will, in turn, lead you to see how the responsibility of ruling your world enables you to live fully fulfilled as a kingdom single. Understanding why you get to freely exercise your legitimate bibliocentric rule lays the cornerstone for all else. When God created the earth, He demonstrated His genius simply through His word. Whatever He spoke came into being. Not only did it come into being, but it was also good. In 5 days, God had created a spectacular earth with all the nuances and idiosyncrasies necessary for life to be lived out to its fullest. On the 6th day, God spoke forth His crowning achievement, humanity. About humanity, we read that first, God said, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then, God created, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And next, God blessed, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God said it, God created it, and God blessed it. Obviously, this is how God intended it. Because we are about to tread into some delicate territory, I don't want you to just take my word for it. Take His. Also in Genesis chapter 1, we read, Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. On the 6th day, God created man in His own image. Both male and female were made in the image of God and given rulership. The plurality of let us and our image refers to God's Trinitarian nature, indicating the fullness of function found in the creation of humanity as a reflection of Him. Mankind was uniquely created to mirror God's rule in the visible, physical world, as it exists in the invisible, spiritual realm. When God created humanity in His image, He delegated the responsibility to us of caring for and managing His creation. Up to that time, God did all the work. He separated the water from the land, formed the light, grew the plants, placed the stars in the sky, along with everything else. Up to then, God took care of it all through His spoken word. Yet on the 6th day, when God created man, He put the running, ruling, and stewardship of the earth into the hands of humanity. God endowed us with both the opportunity and the responsibility to manage what He had made. God gave a mandate, the dominion mandate, let them rule. This set in place our management over what God had created. That is no small thing, kingdom single. Fundamentally, it is God's willing release of much of the direct control over that which He has placed on earth, while simultaneously handing...